To Assessor Mayor Jason Ashmore. Jason, first off, morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's an honor to be on your show, so sure.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I'm glad you got a chance to come in because I wanted to ask how that arm was after your contact with your canine unit in training earlier this week.
Well, it's always a little sore after I do that. I've done it three times now, and I don't know why I keep getting volunteered to do it, but I do.
I'm assuming it's something about your insurance. That's my first thought. Because when I saw the dog running at you on the film footage that aired earlier this week about your canine unit, I'm like, not me. I'll pass.
Yeah, I got volunteered for it the first time, and the second time I got volunteered, and then the third time I got volunteered. I'm not sure when you're supposed to be the mayor and the boss, I keep getting volunteered for it for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
I checked the person cutting the short straw.
Yeah, exactly.
you know, when that dog was coming at you, that's one thing, because that came in contact. But, you know, recently in speaking with a number of my friends back after this tornado that streaked across southern Illinois, you know, many of them from Cesar saying, boy, close call. Boy, that got my attention. Yours, too.
Oh, yes, sir. It was a horrible evening. Fortunately, the city of Cesar was very lucky. Of course, we still want to keep our thoughts and prayers for all those that were affected by the storm. I mean, it just barely missed us, and we're truly thankful. But there still were a lot of people that were affected. But it had us on the edge of our seats. We had evacuated everyone that wanted to the storm shelters, and we had all our emergency personnel on standby and ready to go.
Yeah. Well, I think when it comes to that, you realize, you know, I very often try to pigeonhole things, I think, and I don't try to do it intentionally. And I think, well, because that turn didn't get hit, nobody was affected. And you realize there are people that work in your town, there are families of people who work in your town, that we're all interdependent on levels that we really maybe don't appreciate sometimes. We're joined this morning by the Cesar Mayor, Jason Ashmore. The re-election, of course, municipal election coming up April 4th. The thing I'm worried about is that people are still upset. Well, you were upset about the outcome of the last election. I'm worried about the burnout factor when it comes to turnout and voting this year, or maybe it'll drive more people to the polls. I'm not really sure. Do you have a gut feeling as you've been out campaigning?
Well, actually, you know, that's always a concern when it comes to consolidated municipal elections. I mean, they're so close to after the large elections that people are pretty burnt out, and they're tired of politics, which, you know, who isn't these days? But I really feel that, you know, we're a small community. We're very close-knit, and I've been out talking to people, and I feel like we're going to have a very good turnout, at least in the city of Cesar.
And, you know, one of the reasons why I hope you're right, and I think you may be right, is because out of these elections, out of all the elections, the one who probably infects you the most is that local vote, that local board of trustees, that local contact when it comes to the mayor. That these are really the, you know, this is the, what do you call it, foxhole buddies. I mean, when we're in it together, we're in it together in this case. And that's that person you can reach out to when you have a problem, too. There's a lot of accountability that comes in on this level that I think maybe doesn't come in on senator, congressman, state rep because it's so personal and so local.
And I agree. Yeah, I completely agree with that. I mean, we're the first step when someone has an issue with the city or, you know, when they need something local. And even if they need something past the local level, they contact my office, myself, and usually we can point them in the correct direction of where they need to go to get their problem solved. But, yeah, I think it's extremely important, and I believe it's probably one of the most important is your local elections because it doesn't matter in small communities whether you're Republican or Democrat. We're all one community and or independent. We're all there together.
You know, in meeting and talking with mayors over the years, I find that their priorities are a little different than I think maybe publicly perceived because there's this everyday necessity that goes on in a community. One of those, I always like Vic Ritter, the former mayor of Herron, he used to say, when, you know, things get bad, get tough, we're setting a standard that we're not going to fall below this, like during the derecho. You know, we're going to keep the water on and the sewer rolling. We're going to keep,
yes,
you know, right? I mean, and when it comes to your town, infrastructure and small communities and states' budget cuts or lack of budget have really put small towns like Cesar in the proverbial rock and the hard place.
Oh, it has. I mean, the state really needs to get their act together. We're trying our best. We're doing our part as cities all across the state of Illinois and the nation. I really believe that. I'm heavily involved with the National League of Cities, that's countrywide. And, you know, we're doing our best to keep our budgets in line, and we expect the states and the country to do the same. You know, we're doing this, all this infrastructure work. We've been doing a lot of it in Cesar. That's what our main focus has been for the last 4 years. Our water lines were out of compliance. We've been working on those, repairing those. We've been putting brand new ones in. Our sewer system was from the 1930s, and we've been replacing pipes, and we're getting ready to start a $7 million project later on this summer.
And be able to get that started, that's no small task.
No, not at all. And most of that money that comes from that is from state and federal grants. And without those state and federal grants, there's no way small communities like us can be able to afford that.
Put a $7 million tab for Cesar. I mean, it doesn't matter what town it is. That's one that makes you balk just a little bit.
Oh, yes.
You know, one of the other things is with the growing frustration with politics, because they don't differentiate between mayor and congressman and senator. I mean, you're just a politician. I mean, in some cases, right. Mine's, you just kind of get delegated off to this. There's this new focus, and I think a desire to know more about city government. I think some of it's born out of frustration, and some of it is, let's not let my town get into the position the state got into. I think there's some of that, too. I mean, when it comes to transparency, it's a cute word, right? But can you live up to that? Can we really let people in the books, or do they really want to know?
I think people really do want to know. I think what's frustrating is a lot of time to try to find out, it's very difficult for the citizens. And sometimes, you know, people just say, you know what, I give up. But what we've done in Cesar, and we're not done yet. We've still got a lot to do. First, we caught up all the way. We're 7 years of audits behind when I took office. That was in 2013. We've got all those updated. We're all updated on our audits. We've started a web transparency initiative is what we call it. It's a brand new website, and I'd like to commend our alderman, Travis Zettler. He's the one that's created it and kept it updated. All for free, so which has saved the city a tremendous amount of money. On this website, among many things that's on it, and you can go to it, it's cesar.org, so it's very simple to find. We've got our city checkbook on there, and what this city checkbook, it shows each month the expenditures, who it went to, how much, and what it was for. Same thing on the revenue side. And so if you ever have a question on what we're spending our money on, you, of course, you can always call and ask, or you can go to our website, or you can come by City Hall. But the website, you just pop it up and you go to the month. Shows, hey, we spent $250 on a light bill, which I wish our light bill was $250.
Right. Yeah, I know. Mine was, I get that.
Our contracts are up there. We have a business directory that has all our businesses on there, or is in the process of putting all our businesses on there. And coming soon, all our ordinances are going to be on there. Council agendas and the council minutes are all on there.
I think that's an expectation that people have just as a standard now. They do.
Yeah, they deserve to know where their taxpayers' money's going, and they deserve to know what's going on in town, and not everybody can make it to a council meeting. So we put the council minutes not only on the website, we put it in a monthly newsletter we mail out with the water bill. Yeah. So you can just read. It's just a brief summary, you know, the minutes, but it tells you what we voted on and what we're doing. That way, you have the option to know what's going on if you like.
And to go find out more if you want to. Jason Ashmore, he is the current incumbent mayor of Cesar. I want to state now the election coming up April 4th. I have and the staff here has repeatedly reached out to Jason's opponent in the upcoming election, and we have yet to hear back, and that's been over a week plus, closer to two now, I believe. So I wanted to state this because I'm a firm believer in equal time when it comes to candidates. I informed Jason yesterday before we went on the air this morning that his opponent not called back, but I did not want to deprive him of the right to speak to potential voters because his opponent had not agreed to appear. And if his opponent does agree to appear, he will appear in the same time slot for the same length of time. It's a basic principle. I'm sorry, Jason, that I'm pretty kind of I'm a little stickler about that, to be honest with you, sir.
Hey, I completely agree with you, buddy.
But I wanted to state that for the listeners people who are involved in this election that I actually flip a coin. Find out who's going to talk first as a rule when I've got the two candidates, as I did recently with the Carterville mayor candidates. Jason, I really appreciate your time, especially that last bit, sharing that while I was explaining this to our listeners, our procedure here. But thanks for your time, and good luck on April 4th.
Hey, I appreciate it, sir, and you have a wonderful week.
Doing my best. 7-